WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at MSELEV.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Since 1993, Bryan native Randy Wilson served as the theater company's artistic director and directed more than 100 musicals. Last Saturday, Wilson died after a short illness at the age of 69. Adrian Dobson is a choreographer for the theater company and worked side by side with Wilson on several productions.
He had this wonderful experience on Broadway and meeting with some incredible people and talents, and he brought all that back here. He probably could have done anything. He could have kept traveling. He could have kept working on Broadway or across the country, but he came back home.
A visitation is scheduled for tonight from 6 to 8 at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan, and a funeral service is tomorrow morning at 11 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. In lieu of flowers, his family has asked that donations be made in his name to the theater company. Blinn College officials have responded to the latest update by a group whose options to increase workforce training programs includes buying Blinn's Brazos County operations.
Blinn officials in Burnham state they regret the Research Valley Partnership is not engaged in a constructive dialogue. A member of the RVP's Talent Initiative Committee, Bobby Gutierrez of the Bryan Business Council, says Blinn has not responded to 4 years of requests for additional workforce training in Brazos County.
The kids of Brazos County don't have the same options that they have at other places. When you go and tour some of these facilities, they're unbelievable. They're on par with like what we have here at Texas A&M. And that's what we're wanting here for the rest of the kids here.
The RVP provided WTAW News with the results of a study done by Brazos Valley Workforce Solutions, which shows one of 18 programs Blinn offered last spring was available in the Twin Cities. We've asked Blinn to review those findings. Blinn officials also state they struggle to understand why the RVP would want to create a new property tax in Brazos County. Committee member and College Station Mayor Carl Mooney was asked that question at this week's update.
Think about this. If I'm a property owner and I know that I'm helping provide the kind of workforce that's going to bring larger businesses into my community that are going to add to the general tax funds of my community and keep my property taxes down, why wouldn't I?
Blinn announced they plan to provide financial data about their Brazos County campuses ahead of a December 6th deadline. Blinn's response did not address why they're blocking the RVP committee from allowing Texas State Technical College to investigate a branch in Brazos County. Online at WTAW.com, news releases from Blinn and the RVP. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Earlier this week, Texas reported its first case of Zika virus that likely came from a mosquito bite in the state. That news comes before a door-to-door survey takes place in the Twin Cities tomorrow and Saturday to assess the probability of an outbreak happening here.
For example, dengue fever is one of these diseases, and it's carried by the same mosquito that carries the Zika virus. So we know that in Texas we had about 250 cases of Zika. Again, all of them were associated with someone who had traveled to an area where Zika was being transmitted.
Dr. Jennifer Horney at the Texas A&M School of Public Health says students and local health officials will be asking residents about travel history, housing quality, and food handling. The data can be immediately useful in areas with high concentrations of risk factors. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 40 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning at 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure in control of our weather for today. Bright sunshine, courtesy of high pressure just west of the area, extends northward into Colorado. Temperatures today should reach 65. A few spots may be as warm as 70 today. We should be clear to at times partly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50. Clouds will be on the increase tomorrow, and there may be a late day shower, highs near 65. Cloudy, breezy, and cooler Saturday, with a chance for showers and thunderstorms, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Trevor Knight and Jasmine Babers have been named to the SEC Community Service Teams for their superior service efforts in the community. In A&M basketball, we'll hear from Coach Gary Blair about the women's team's loss to USC yesterday for elementary school day. In the NBA, the Spurs are the third team in history to reach 11-0 on the road with their victory over the Mavericks last night. And in Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game will no longer be termed the home field advantage. The All-Star Game will no longer determine home field advantage in the World Series.
Why not?
I don't know, but all the details will be coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I mean, that was one thing that made it reasonable.
I know, right?
That and guessing which players were suddenly going to have, quote, secret injuries, unquote, not be able to play. Of course, that happened more in the football game, but yeah, fine, baseball.
Yeah.
Because it's so up-to-date and today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sometimes you have to keep the party going. And for a Polish man, he wasn't going to let a mundane thing like being dead stop him from that. 25-year-old guy, whose name I wouldn't be able to pronounce if it was in the story, doesn't matter because it's not there, was partying it up. He was drinking amazing amounts of vodka. That's amazing, not in a good way.
Okay.
Right.
His drinking apparently caught up with him. Eyewitnesses say that he staggered out of the pub and he fell to the ground unconscious. Passerby attempted to help the man. Ambulance was called, taken to the hospital. Attempts to revive him failed. He was pronounced dead of cardiac arrest, taken to the morgue.
Wow.
Okay, he's on a tray in the refrigerator. That's when the security guard heard a rattling around inside.
Stop.
Oh, opens the door. Yeah. Fridge door's open, and the guy goes, can I have a blanket? Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Okay, doctors, and again, I don't know how quickly the system moves in Poland.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the idea of you passing out, not being revived, go to the hospital, pronounced dead, taken to the morgue, put on a tray, rattling around. Guy comes in. I mean, it had to have been.
I mean, your heartbeat was slowed down that
and,
much.
You know, a few hours. Anyway, doctors called in. Guy was cleared to go home. Did not go home. He went back to the bar.
Oh,
where the
no.
party was. Yes, he did. Yes, yes.
Well, I'm sure that guy is glad that it doesn't go faster.
Yes,
the system
that's
there.
Probably right. So, holiday song.
Can I have
song.
A blanket?
Yes.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. Cause when I do a 2.1.
There you go.
That's good. I like that.
It's the official holiday season.
It is.
Yeah. We'll play Christmas carols you won't hear anyplace else.
That's
just like
right.
that one. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
That's compliments of our friend Bob Rivers in Seattle who produces those.
And it sounds like the guy who was pronounced dead there celebrating Christmas
exactly.
a little early.
Yeah, Bob's been doing that for about 20 years. He has, it's called Twisted Christmas, so
all right.
maybe able to find your own collection to play for the relatives when they come in.
Christmas time is here. Come get your freshly cut Christmas trees now from the Farm Patch under the big red and white tent on University Drive. Noble and Fraser firs, white and Scotch pines, with or without the stands, traditional green or snowy flock. The Farm Patch has the perfect Christmas tree for you. Fresh garland, wreaths, and poinsettias, as well as holiday metal art for your yard decorations. Look for the big red and white tent on University Drive and Merry Christmas from the Farm Patch. Join us at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum on December the 1st at 7 p.m. to light the Center's Community Christmas Tree. Modeled after the tree lighting ceremony that takes place annually on the White House grounds, the ceremony will include musical entertainment, a celebrity guest tree lighter, and a public reception. Throughout the month, people are encouraged to take their family pictures in front of the beautifully decorated tree. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab.
Good morning, 615, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with, it's December the 1st. Yes,
December.
Is. Yep. That means, you know, and again.
And burr.
Yeah, and really, we do. But again, it's going to be near 70 today.
No.
So, yeah, it's Texas-type holiday, Christmas-time weather. Yeah. All right, so I got 24 shopping days till Christmas, 31 till the end of the year. It's day 336, 30 of them to go. UN World AIDS Day. It's a day without art. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
It's Eat a Red Apple Day.
I like apples. Yeah.
Now you know I'm buying apples. I guess earlier this week, and I mean time was all apples were 49 cents a pound. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now they're $2.
They really are. I mean, there's some apple. I mean, I'm looking at them going, I'm not going to pay that much. It's a friggin' apple.
I know.
I just go for the cheapest one.
And the bananas
much.
Are still over there going, hey, I'm 48 cents
right.
a pound.
Always have been, always will be. Yep. But I mean, and you know, now they have the sweetness chart, so you
the
can
levels. You know, I know. Look, I know. Well, there's so many kinds. They kind of have to describe what they're going to taste like.
When I'm growing up, there are two apples. Okay, there's Red Delicious and there's the green ones.
Granny Smith.
That's it, man. That's all there was. You do red and green.
And why is today just eat and a red apple day? Well, what's wrong with the green apples? They have their own day or what?
That's the deal. Oh. My thought is that you know because and I don't know enough about it to know what sort of soil you need or what the difference is, but there have to be some people out there who are just doing, hey, we're doing the old Macintosh apples or the whatever's Red Delicious, I guess is the first one, and they're going, hey, you know, we red apples, remember us, we're over here. What it says here, apples are delicious, apples are nutritious, that's a great combination. Apples date back to the Garden of Eden. Yeah, we know. We heard the story, okay? We know about that.
Nutritious and delicious is also a good combination because it rhymes.
That's true. So there you are. So if you want to do that, celebrate that, and you can do it. It's Universal Human Rights Month. It's National Right of Business Plan Month. If you don't have a business, it doesn't matter. It's National Drunk and Drug Driving Prevention Month, which, you know, goes along with our song.
It does. Yeah. It does.
And we have birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Zoe Kravitz is 28. That she's the daughter of Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet, and she's been in the Divergent movies and X-Men First Class. Redskins wide receiver DeSean Jackson is 30 today, not 60.
Okay, good. Yeah, he's
that would
happy.
It would be a long career there.
Impressive.
Dean O'Gorman is 40. Huh. He was in the Hobbit movies.
Okay.
Emily Mortimer, 45, from The Newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Silverman, the very liberal comedian.
Very, yeah, can't play much of her stuff on the radio.
Yeah, She's 46 today.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Nestor Carbonell is 49. You'd recognize this guy if you saw him. He played Richard on Lost, and he was...
If I watched Lost, I'd do it.
His name is Nestor?
Yeah, okay. Nestor Carbonell, yeah.
Okay.
Right. He was also the mayor in the Dark Knight movies, the Christopher Nolan ones. Mm-hmm. He's got the big bushy eyebrows.
All right.
Charlene Tilton is 58.
Oh. That's
Lucy from Dallas.
Yeah, she was dating... Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Gilbert O'Sullivan is 70 today.
Gee, one-hit wonder, is that right?
Alone again naturally.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Bette Midler is 71 today.
She's just opening on Broadway.
Yeah, she was on The Voice this season as one of Blake Shelton's, you know, help coaches, advisory person.
Yeah, yeah.
She's great.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, and well, we'll talk about her a little bit later, too. She's got, but just opened on Broadway, and her tickets are more expensive than Hamilton.
Wow.
Yep.
That's impressive.
It is.
Lee Chupa Trevino.
Hey.
77.
All right. Good for him. And do you remember Bob Gowen, who used to be the host of Entertainment Tonight?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah.
But okay.
All right. There you go. We had a birthday, too, but it really doesn't matter, does it?
And Woody Allen is 81.
Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A recent survey by Harvard University shows that 64% of registered voters believe that Donald Trump will be effective at fulfilling many of his campaign promises. Now, it seems that those surveyed were onto something because it was announced Tuesday that Carrier's manufacturing plant will no longer be moving from Indianapolis to Mexico. Now, remember back in April, Trump told attendees at an Indiana rally, I'll get a call from the head of Carrier and he'll say, Mr. President, we've decided to stay in the United States. That's what's going to happen, 100%. This week, Carrier announced that it had reached an agreement with President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence that would keep 1,000 jobs where they belong in Indianapolis. When have you ever heard of a president or president-elect getting that active to try and save American jobs?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Now, we made a very important choice already with the election of Donald Trump, but you also have other important choices like decorating your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house looks so much better because I use Blinds.com for every room. It has literally transformed my house. Blinds.com has their Cyber Monday sale that they have extended now through December the 1st. When you buy one blind, you'll get the second one for 50% off just by using the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Christmas, Matt, is coming right up around the corner, and I know a lot of people probably don't initially think of pools for Christmas, but that's actually a pretty good Christmas gift, right?
Well, we are in Texas, right? And I can tell you that a lot of folks will come in, especially husbands, will have that little special secret surprise, and maybe they're just a point in their life where a swimming pool is the perfect gift for the entire family.
All right, and I guess now's a good time of the year to think about buying a pool so it'll be ready for swimming season, right?
Exactly, Brad. Can you imagine having your husband or your wife come home and tell you that they've purchased a pool for Christmas this year? This is something they can literally use all year long.
All right, so you guys got any Christmas specials going on right now?
Well, the biggest thing we've got going right now is a free heater from Hayward, and that's only good for the month of December. The other thing we have is really easy financing. We can get you approved in 48 hours or less. We're guaranteed approval right now for the month of December.
Well, there you have it. Call Sunshine Fun Pools today, 690-3343, or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Cyber Monday is still on top. Data indicates that Monday after Thanksgiving was still the busiest online shopping day of the holiday season. Amazon was the busiest site, followed by sites for retailers, Walmart, Kohl's, and Target. Airbnb has agreed for the first time to enforce a legal limit on the number of nights a year a host can rent out a home, a major concession as the company is assailed by regulators in the U.S. and Europe. The home sharing firm says starting in January, it will automatically block hosts in Amsterdam from renting out entire homes for more than the Dutch city's legal limit of 60 days a year, unless the host has a license to do so. The deal could offer a template for Airbnb's efforts to calm its battles with cities around the world. Giving Tuesday broke a record this year, a gateway to the flurry of charitable giving that takes place at the end of the year. Giving Tuesday sparked $168 million in charitable donations worldwide, topping last year's tally by 44%. That's your money now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to request a free one-day conference in your city.
Well, for today's bit of info, I thought we'd do something a little bit different. In order to present to you these interesting facts, we're going to play a little game. It's time for Is It True? All right, I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is your bit of info. Now, Mark Twain's birthday was recently, and most people know that his real name was Samuel Clemens. So, the topic today is other celebrities who use fake names. First, you may have heard of liberals refer to Donald Trump as Donald Drumpf. But was he born Donald Drumpf? Is it true? No! His ancestors used to spell it that way, apparently, but they changed it to Trump in the 1600s. It's also possible his grandfather used it in the late 1800s, but it's just not clear. All right, number two, Michael Caine. His real name is Maurice Micklewhite. Is it true? If you guessed yes, you're correct. And before he went by Michael Caine, his original stage name was actually Michael Scott. That's right, like Steve Carell's character from The Office. All right, number three, Val Kilmer's real name is Terry Rodriguez. Is it true? No, Val Kilmer is actually his real name. And believe it or not, Val is not short for anything. His middle name is Edward. All right, moving on to number four, comedian Albert Brooks. His real name is Albert Einstein. Is it true? Yes, his father was actually Harry Einstein. He was a radio star in the 30s and 40s. Albert Brooks' real name, Albert Einstein. And finally, number five, Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas. Is it true? Yes, he changed it because, of course, there's already a Michael Douglas, the son of Kirk Douglas. Kirk was actually born Isor Danielovich, but he legally changed his name before World War II, so his son's real name is actually Michael Douglas. And that's how we play Is It True? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is your bit of info.
Yeah, there you go. That gets you charged up and ready to go for the day. Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929. Wow, some change in weather between now and through the weekend. Today, 65 and sunny. It will warm up. In fact, winds will be out of the southeast later on this morning. So 65 or so for the high. Then tonight, not quite so chilly, about 46 or so. Back up to 65 tomorrow, but clouds start rolling in, and we'll have a 30% chance of rain. Friday during the day, it's 70% on Friday night. And Saturday, 80% chance of rain. Same thing for Saturday night. We'll be in the upper 50s for our high temperature and probably around 50 for our low. Same deal on Sunday. Chance of rain diminishes to 60%, though, during Sunday and Sunday night. And then we still have a 50% chance of rain hanging on until Monday. So looks like got some water on the way. Currently, we have calm winds. It's a little chilly out there. Fair skies and looking at 39 degrees.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, we have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-1154 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-1154 or online at barkerservices.com. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer and Brian Collett Station. License TACALA 28101C.
Changing a behavior or habit isn't easy, and beating yourself up over it when you fail only makes it worse. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Licensed in all states, product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
The new enrollment period for Medicare just started a few days ago, and a lot of our listeners aren't sure they've got the right plan or feel that they're paying too much. That's why we have a special guest here today to explain it all. Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization that helps folks find Medicare coverage. Welcome, Mike. How you doing?
I'm great, Larry. Thanks. For your listeners, Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money. With the Medicare enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now.
Senior VP of Health Markets, Mike, thank you so much. Now, obviously, when it comes to Medicare, it's really important that folks have the right plan for them. Tell our listeners how they can receive free help from Health Markets.
With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. Don't go it alone. Get free, unbiased help for a plan that may cost less, cover more, and give you more choices. For free Medicare assistance, go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-792-8173. That's 800-792-8173. 800-792-8173.
Making a major change in your life can be difficult, and a lot of the psychological advice you hear may not help.
Mainstream psychology point of view says this: what are you thinking? Why don't you just do the different thing that you ought to do? And those kind of messages usually don't work and often make people feel ashamed and worse about themselves than better.
David Bedrick, author of the book Talking Back to Dr. Phil.
So you say, I shouldn't eat that ice cream at night. I shouldn't be depressed. I shouldn't be mad. These are more like moral concerns, objections, than they are psychological. Psychologically, all these things are interesting and deep and have interesting reasons that need to be explored if we want to address them.
The swift kick, get your act together kind of advice can work for about 5 to 10% of people, says David, but for most of us, it's counterproductive. So instead,
be really careful and even censor, if you can, the internal attitude of, I'm screwed up, there's something wrong with me, because those attitudes almost never help, and they make people internally shamed. They put their difficulties further away, they just come out in other ways.
So take the problem you have,
whether that's a depression, whether that's smoking cigarettes, and rather than try to figure out why it's happening, ask yourself, what is it like to be me in that circumstance? And a lot of times if people do that, they'll get insights about it that they didn't have to begin with.
You can link to David's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Post Oak Mall and the surrounding area were impacted by two water leaks last night. According to the City of College Station's Water Services Department, the locations of the leaks were found about 2.5 hours after they were reported. Some customers experienced the water was discolored, but it was safe for usage. The Bryan Police Department has released an artist sketch of a suspect in an attempted kidnapping. The victim, an adult woman, was not injured after an unidentified man grabbed her the morning of November 1st on Finfeather south of Villa Maria. The woman fought off the man and then ran away. You can see the sketch and read the description of the suspect online at WTAW.com. The difference of opinion continues about adding workforce training programs in Brazos County, possibly by buying Blinn College operations in Bryan.
Blinn officials in Brenham issued a statement following a news conference by a committee of the Research Valley Partnership, which is pursuing a Brazos County Community College that's locally governed. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney, who's on the Talent Initiative Committee, referred to Brazos County students who cannot drive to Brenham or Blinn Center in Schulenburg.
We need to make sure that they're able to get the kind of education at an affordable rate, not paying out of district fees that are going for expenses elsewhere, so that that tuition and fees that they're paying actually go to serve them.
Another committee member, Bobby Gutierrez of the Bryan Business Council, says Blinn not responding to the requests made the last 4 years has meant losing new jobs created by entrepreneurs at Texas A&M.
We're losing them to different cities. We're not being able to retain those here because we don't have that workforce. We don't have those skills that are needed to continue on.
Gutierrez also says the RVP is at a disadvantage attracting new employers.
One of the first questions we do get is, where are they being trained? Who's doing the training? Those are questions that we have a hard time answering every single time. Are they trained here? Are they trained in Brenham?
Blinn's statement also questions why the RVP wants to add another property tax in Brazos County. The RVP says a 1 cent tax might be instituted. Blinn's statement says Brazos County taxpayers could face a tax rate of 17.5 cents, which is the statewide average for community colleges. Blinn's tax rate in Washington County is near the lowest in the state at 6 cents. That generates less than $2 million of Blinn's more than $107 million budget. The statement did not address why Blinn is blocking the RVP's request to have Texas State Technical College in Waco look into a possible branch location. Online at WTAW.com are news releases from Blinn and the RVP. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Before now, Florida was the only state in the U.S. with locally spread Zika. Now it's believed to be in Texas, just days before a door-to-door survey about Zika starts in the Twin Cities. A woman in Brownsville who reported no recent travel to Mexico or any other country with ongoing outbreaks is the first case of Zika virus that likely came from a mosquito bite in the state. How likely is an outbreak in Bryan College Station? Well, this Friday and Saturday, you may see some people conducting a survey in your neighborhood.
We'll be asking residents about their exposure to risk factors for what are called neglected tropical diseases.
Dr. Jennifer Horney says these diseases are typically seen in people who travel outside of the United States, but with cases close to home popping up, they want to be prepared.
This is going to let the health department prepare to respond to this if we are expecting these diseases to happen, you know, when spring comes around and mosquitoes and other vectors start becoming more prevalent.
Dr. Horney says health officials and Texas A&M students will go door to door in 30 randomly selected neighborhoods asking questions about your travel history and other types of exposures. Last weekend, the theater company had to perform Sweeney Todd without its director, Randy Wilson, who fell ill shortly after auditions for the show, died Saturday evening at the age of 69. The theater company's choreographer, Adrian Dobson, says Wilson touched the lives of so many people in the community, but he was especially good with kids.
We've heard a lot of stories and I've talked to a lot of children who were really shy or you know, had issues with anxiety and stage fright. And give them a couple of weeks with Randy and it's going to be a different person and a different child who's confident and able to speak in front of people and able to be on stage and have confidence in who they are and what they're doing.
Wilson moved to New York City in 1970 and made it to Broadway before returning home to Bryan, where he served as the theater company's director for almost 25 years.
He brought hope and he brought an artistry that we didn't have before he came home.
Wilson's family asks for donations to the theater company in lieu of flowers. His funeral service is at St. Joseph's Catholic Church tomorrow morning at 11. A visitation is tonight from 6 to 8 at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 40 degrees. Our text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, John Allen with Allen Honda. The holiday season can be one of the hardest times of the year to feed a family. So this month, our Driven to Give sales event will benefit the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Purchase any new or used vehicle in stock, and we'll donate $100 per sale to the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Huge discounts, low interest rates, and affordable payments are clearly marked on the windows. Thanks to our generous sponsors for their valuable support. Come out December 2nd and 3rd to fight hunger this holiday season. Driven to Give. Only at Allen Honda.
Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Christmas, Matt, is coming right up around the corner. And I know a lot of people probably don't initially think of pools for Christmas, but that's actually a pretty good Christmas gift, right?
Well, we are in Texas, right? And I can tell you that a lot of folks will come in, especially husbands, will have that little special secret surprise. And maybe they're just disappointing their life where a swimming pool is the perfect gift for the entire family.
All right, and I guess now's a good time of the year to think about buying a pool so it'll be ready for swimming season, right?
Exactly, Brad. Can you imagine having your husband or your wife come home and tell you that they've purchased a pool for Christmas this year? This is something they can literally use all year long.
All right, so you guys got any Christmas specials going on right now?
Well, the biggest thing we've got going right now is a free heater from Hayward, and that's only good for the month of December. The other thing we have is really easy financing. We can get you approved in 48 hours or less. We're guarantee approval right now for the month of December.
Well, there you have it. Call Sunshine Fun Pools today, 690-3343, or click sunshinefunpools.com.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three College Station Blue Baker locations. Choose your angel and shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 14th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. It's kind of chilly right now. I know these numbers that he's about to tell us are going to be a little hard to believe.
Brilliant sunshine will develop across the area today as high pressure this morning produces clear skies statewide. Temperatures anywhere from 65 to 70 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to be 45 to 50. Tomorrow the weather starts to change. We'll cloud up. We could see a shower towards evening, 65. Showers, thunderstorms, breezy tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Showers and thunderstorms, breezy Saturday, only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, SMU has extended the contract for football coach Chad Morris. Meanwhile, the A&M women's basketball team fell to USC yesterday at Reed. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair on the loss. The San Antonio Spurs are 11-0 on the road, just the third team in NBA history to do that after their win over the Mavericks in Dallas last night. And home field advantage in the World Series will no longer be determined by the All-Star game. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Chad Morris thanked by SMU for not going to Baylor.
Yeah.
Which is really not a difficult decision, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless,
at this point, yeah.
You know, and you had it yesterday. I mean, the former athletic director at Baylor became the athletic director at Liberty University, okay? This is the Jerry Falwell School, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, even more conservative than Baylor. And in his comments there, he talked about all the wonderful things he did while he was at Baylor.
Yeah.
No mention of, well, oh, yeah, that stuff.
Uh-huh.
That other stuff. Those Title IX problems.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
And they were talking about, like, he'll fit in perfectly here.
Right. Well, that's fine. Liberty decided to hire him. Uh-huh. That's their deal if they want to do that.
Good
All
luck.
Right. Yeah. So the victory lap begins today in Indianapolis where... Yeah, you know, if you heard Sean this morning talking about it, and during the campaign, Trump did. He went in there and said, "Carrier's going to ship 1,000 jobs out if I'm elected. They'll stay here, guaranteed." And sure enough, they're staying here. So, first step to quote making America great again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you have to say that's pretty incredible. I don't know how much Trump had to do with that, but keeping jobs in America is pretty important.
Yeah, that's a very important thing.
So, and of course, he announced yesterday he's going to completely leave his business. I don't know how he does that.
I don't think you can completely leave it when your children are running it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you can't talk about that at dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
if they let him, then okay, it's done. So, yeah. Jill Stein.
Mm-hmm.
You remember her. She's the Green Party lady.
Who?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, really. Officially filed a request for a presidential recount now in Michigan.
And what is she trying to get out of this?
Actually, what's going to happen, I think, is like it costs X number of dollars to do this recount.
Uh-huh.
And she gets to keep anything above the X. So if they give her like $9 million and it costs $3 million to do all the recounts, then the Green Party's got $6 million in their pocket. So they probably need to change that.
Yeah.
That would be probably a pretty good idea because this really isn't supposed to be a fundraising effort.
Right.
Because we've already had the election. So
let me make you do more work for no reason, and I'll get money from it.
So
she really just wants to go, I had 4 votes, not 3.
That's right. So there, and give me my money. All right. So I think the Democrat Party probably needs to look at itself and say, what are we doing to be more inclusive? And I don't know that 2 years ago I would have thought that would be a problem for them. I thought they had a pretty big tent. They have a lot of people who are out there who vote Democrat, but, you know, we got this new president.
I don't think keeping Nancy Pelosi in there as the minority leader now is going to help them much,
and
honestly.
That's my point. You know, there are more Republican governors than – than Democrat governors. There are more Republican-controlled state legislatures than Democrat. The House needed 30 seats to be able to, the Democrats needed 30 seats to take over the House. They got four. They lost seats in the Senate. I mean, they are not looking like the party that people relate to. So why would you keep the exact same person in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Tim Ryan said, if the team ain't winning, you change the coach.
Mm-hmm.
The final vote wasn't even close. It was 134 to 63.
Wow.
More than a 2-to-1 margin.
Her statement, she sounded so smug about it, too. She was like, yeah, of course I am the winner.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I know there's politicking involved, and it is more than you see on the surface. But as the Democrats continue to elect younger people or attempt to, there's more and more people who don't relate to her. And if you lost the White House, after you thought you were going to win it, you can't control the House, you don't control the Senate, don't you need to get new leadership? I mean, it just seems like you should.
You think so?
Yeah, no, we'll see what happens. All right, let me see. In Texas, Legislative Budget Board meets today. Those are the boys and girls who decide how much money is going to be out there to spend, and that needs to be settled before they can move on from there. There's kind of an interesting thing that Texas Tribune is doing. I don't know if you're familiar with Texas Tribune or not. I like to use it as a source to find out some of the things that are going on in Texas. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit left of center. I don't know for sure. But what's kind of interesting is that now the Texas Tribune is making headlines because they are going to hire a community reporter, if you will. And the purpose of the community reporter is to make sure that the news stories that they have there are what people want to hear about. Now, what that means is they're going to take input from their subscribers mm-hmm. as to what's important to you, and then they'll cover those stories. Now, my thought is there are two kinds of people, the ones who care and the ones who don't.
Mm-hmm. Right. You
know? And if they decide to, I don't know, I don't know exactly how you stuff the ballot box in a thing like this, but if we, air quotes, suddenly decide that Texas needs to talk about, I don't know, the height of pecan trees, okay, then because all these people are in touch with the community reporter at the Texas Tribune, they suddenly start doing stories about that.
Right. Yeah. And I think, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking out of, you know, turn but or out of the way, but you're the media, you're the news. You're supposed to tell me what's important, what I'm supposed to need to know.
Now, and it's interesting because this is being done in
it's being done
in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that it's necessarily right. But understand that, like, when I was growing up in the news business, what happened was they would have a board meeting every morning at the New York Times where the editors would hear stories pitched by their reporters.
Right.
And the editors of the New York Times would decide what America heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And we still see that to some extent. I mean, the story of the Tennessee fires is a horrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much time is Fox News spent on that as opposed to when a snowstorm hits Washington, D.C.?
True.
Right.
And that's what we live in, is we're not on either coast. We are flyover America. And the national news doesn't pay attention because they are geographically removed from where the stories happen.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, if you're in the media and you do this for a living, news sense is generally supposed to
part
be
of the
that's
job.
Your job. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So.
And I can see, you know, residents or, you know, people saying, well, I want to make sure I'm up to date on, you know, this versus this or whatever. But at the same time, they don't know what's going on because it's your job to report it.
Yeah, right. And what we think of,
so it's just kind of weird.
What we think of in the media is when the media decides to go off in another direction down some little bunny trail.
Right.
What really important stories are happening that we're not hearing about?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it would seem, I mean, it's counterintuitive, but it would seem with all the time that's out there on cable television with 24-hour news stations and 24-hour radio news stations that there would be more eyes, more ears to capture those stories and bring them in so that everybody would know about them. But we're lazy. Okay.
Yeah.
We get told what to do, and we wander off and do that story.
But it's like Chelsea was saying, that is part of the news, you know? Yeah. That's part of the job.
So anyway, Texas Tribune is apparently going to give this a try. We'll see what happens. I think that it ends up being managed by somebody. But what we'll see is they do it in money with crowdfunding or with crowdsourcing. You know, all right, now let's make cows that are blue the big story, and they falsely elevated in the news day. And so we'll see what happens. Mostly I just think people generally don't care that much,
right?
Unless it affects their neighborhood, their street.
Yeah.
You know, don't care what's going on down the street. But we'll find out. That's what Texas Tribune is going to do. It's 10 till now.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Drive through older neighborhoods with fine landscaping. Notice how handsome the big old live oaks are, most especially at this time of year. All the other trees are going bare, but there they are, the live oaks, finally having their chance to show off their glories, the majesty of live oaks, in today's Plant Talk Texas. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's my newest book. It's only $31.95, but I can also save you on the second and third copies if you'd like to buy one for yourself and get a couple as gifts. The second and third copies are only $26.95 if they're sent to the same address at the same time. Every book goes out of my office signed. That's right, my office, because it is not in stores and it's not on Amazon. It is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening with the Cowboy Boots. This is an entirely different and new book. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening with a photograph of an Adirondack chair in my yard on the cover. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. It makes a wonderful gift. Get the first book at $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third books at $26.95. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction guaranteed. 800-752-GROW or order at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. I've always said that I'd rather have a tree or shrub that looked great 92% of the time instead of one that's at 100% while it's blooming and 15% when it's not. That 92% is the consistency that live oaks bring to their surroundings, and you can see it better now than at any other time of the year. On anyone's list, live oaks, Quercus virginiana, are among the top 10 of Texas shade trees. In fact, some would put them in the premier position. They're adapted to all kinds of soil, shallow, deep, rocky, clay, sandy, acidic, or alkaline. They're readily available in a variety of sizes, and they're fairly easy to establish and grow. However, there also are some downsides to live oaks in urban garden designs. For example, they become massive. Mature live oaks may be 40 or 45 feet tall and 70 or 75 feet wide. That means your tree could cover all of your front yard and 10 or 15 feet of your neighbor's. Safely said, live oaks do need their space. Live oaks are genetically different from one tree to the next. You'll see it in their leaf sizes. Some live oaks have leaves that would cover the palm of your hand. Others have leaves that are no larger than a guy's pinky finger. And it's been my unscientific observation that the large leaf live oaks tend to develop into more rounded mature growth forms, while the small leaf trees are more likely to have arching, almost weeping branches. Live oaks are moderate growers. Don't plant them expecting to have fast-growing shade trees. By the same token, however, live oaks usually outlive the fast trees by a factor of 10 or 20 times. There are thousands of live oaks in Texas that were here several hundred years ago. The Goose Island oak near Rockport was 500 years old when Columbus landed. That's the type of tree that you plant as a living memorial. A small percentage of our live oak specimens will develop root sprouts. When they first show up, they'll look like chance seedlings, but you'll soon realize that they haven't sprouted from acorns. They're attached to umbilical roots from the mother tree. And because they are a part of that mother tree, you cannot apply herbicides to kill them without putting the large tree at risk, and that is a nightmare. So hopefully you'll find one that doesn't have that propensity. Otherwise, live oaks are fabulous. I'm Neil Sperry. Help in controlling eroding soils in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
It's that time again, Producers Expo 2016, Saturday, December 3rd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2016 on Saturday, December 3rd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. Texas A&M quarterback Trevor Knight and senior middle blocker Jasmine Babers have both been named to the SEC Community Service Teams for football and volleyball, the Southeastern Conference announced yesterday. The Community Service Team looks to highlight an athlete from each school who gives back to their community in superior service efforts. In A&M women's basketball, Sadie Edwards hit a go-ahead jumper with 31 seconds left to play, giving USC a 66-62 victory over Texas A&M at Reed Arena on Elementary School Day. Here's Gary Blair.
They did a good job. When Simon got the ball in the second half, I thought she made some tough shots, but I thought our guard play would be able to handle pressure better than it did.
USC closed the game on an 11-4 run, the final charge in a game that featured 11 lead changes and 6 ties. The game was, of course, Texas A&M's annual Elementary School Day game, with over 5,000 schoolchildren from across the Brazos Valley making up the 7,488 in attendance. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the attendance.
The atmosphere was tremendous the whole ball game. Tell you the truth, I thought we had more people here than we had at the 8,000 that was there last year. Our marketing department did a good job.
The A&M women next take on SMU on Monday, December 5th at 7 p.m. Pregame will be at 6:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In college football, SMU has given coach Chad Morris a contract extension through the 2023 season. The new deal Wednesday added 3 years to Morris's contract. Meanwhile, in Austin, Texas, running back Deontay Foreman says he'll leave the Longhorns to enter the NFL draft after rushing for 2,028 yards this season as a junior. In the NFL, Minnesota Vikings coach Mike Zimmer is having emergency eye surgery about a month after he had an initial procedure to repair a torn retina. Vikings general manager Rick Spielman said last night that Zimmer was having the operation and uncertain to recover in time for the team's game against Dallas tonight. The Dallas Cowboys put their team record 10-game winning streak on the line tonight when they visit Minnesota to play the 6-5 Vikings. That game will be at 7:25. Pregame will be at 7, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA,
flings one up, banks no good, batted out by Lee to Mills for three, and he hits. And those are the plays that just kill you.
Patty Mills scored 15 of his team-high 23 points in the fourth quarter, and Kawhi Leonard added 21 points, helping the San Antonio Spurs rally for a 94-87 win at the Dallas Mavericks Wednesday night. San Antonio became just the third team in NBA history to start the season 11-0 on the road. Also in the NBA,
Morrow screens, Westbrook veers left, crossing over, steps away, fires the 18-foot jumper on the way, nothing but net. Russell Westbrook rising, looking to will his team back into the win column.
Scott Brooks lost his return to Oklahoma City, where he coached the Thunder for 7 seasons. Russell Westbrook scored 14 of his 35 points in overtime and posted his fourth consecutive triple-double to rally Oklahoma City past Brooks's Washington Wizards 126-115. And in Major League Baseball, a person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press the league that wins baseball's All-Star game no longer will get home field advantage in the World Series. The change was included in Major League Baseball's tentative new collective bargaining agreement and disclosed early Thursday to the AP. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because details of the deal reached Wednesday evening in Irving, Texas, have not been announced. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's a look at your sports.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires. Family.